Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina, lebracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, and we're going to be learning about the inyan Yosef et Tzadik and Tkiyah Shofar based on the Sefer Bo'or B'necha from Beit Kuf Tzadik Ches. There's an apostle in Tehillim, Pe'alef Dalid, Tiku b'chodesh Shofar b'kesli ochageinu, sound Shofar, and the new moon, and the appointed time for the Debar festival. The Pasuk continues, Pasuk Hey, Ki Chogli Yisrael Hu Mishpat Leloka Yaakov, for it is a statute for Israel, the judgment of the God of Yaakov. Eidus Bihosef Samo B'tzeisol Eretz Mitzrayim Sfas Lo Yedat Yeshma, as a testimony for Yehosef. He ordained it when he went out over the land of Egypt, when I understood a language that I had not known. The whole inyan of Tkiyah Shofar is hidden. Matzah, why do we eat? We know. Pesach, why do we eat? We know. Maror, we know. Sukkah, the Pasuk also tells us. Arba Minim, somehow connected to the Chag HaAsif, to the holiday of gathering in the fruits. But what's this whole inyan that on the first of the seventh month of Rosh Hashanah we blow a shofar? According to the Stam Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah Tetzayin Amud Aleph, Barba Prakim Olam Nidon, it should be, or it could be, that the Tekiyas are Shayach, the Rosh Hashanah being Yom Hadin. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that a person is judged every day, then what are you going to say then? What's the purpose of the Tekiyah Shofar? And according to Rabbi Eliezer, Tishrei Nivra Olam, I understand that Tekiyah Shofar is going to be Shaykh to Yom Briyas HaAdam. But according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that Benisa Nivra Olam, what's this Rishon L'Chodesh HaShvi, Mikra Kodesh Yom Trua? What does it have to do with Benisa Nivra Olam, this Tekiyah? The Radak says in Tikkah B'Chodesh Shofar, Yom Rishon Shel Chodesh, V'yomar B'zeh HaYom Shirosh Chodesh Tikkah B'Shofar, Kamo Shetziv Eschem Moshe. Says the Radak, you're supposed to blow on this day because this was the day that we were freed from Egypt. And the Tekiyah is a simon, this Trua is a simon, is a sign that the Avodim are sent away free. Chok li Yisrael hu, continues the Radak, Zeshani omer lachem tiku. This that I say blow is a judgment, a statute on you that the God of Jacob, the God of Yaakov, commanded. Why did he command it? Eidus ve'hosef samo. In other words, zecher ve'eidus shem zehachok shut kias shofar bihosef kemo yosef v'chol Yisrael nikroim b'shem yosef. In other words, this is a memory, a testimony. Some zehachok, God placed this law, which is a tkiyah shofar. So this tkiyah shofar is a testimony about Yehosef, Yosef. Who's Yosef? Kol Yisrael nikra b'shem Yosef. Jews are called Sheris Yosef. The Jews are called Yosef as a whole. And what's the Eidus? B'tzeisu al Eretz Mitzrayim. The Eidus is that we left Egypt. So we see that according to the Radak, Tekiyah Shofar is in memory of the Bittul HaAvoda Mimiyavuseinu B'Mitzrayim, that we stopped working B'Rishon L'Chodesh HaShvi, like we see in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yad Aleph Amud Beis. That's when they stopped working in Egypt. And look there in the Gemara Yud Amud Beis, it also says this Pasuk is talking about Yosef Kipshuto, that on Rosh Hashanah Yosef left jail. And it could be that the Yitzi of Yosef Mibes HaSurim and Rosh Hashanah is the Shoresh, is the root of that in the future generation they stopped working on Rosh Hashanah. So the two Perushim of Yehosef are Shaykh to each other, both Yosef HaTzadik and Yosef Klal Yisrael. But Lechorah, if the Pasuk is talking about Yosef himself, that he went out of jail, how are we going to explain that the Chok Yisrael of Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar is Nikbal Adoros L'Zecher, the personal Yeshua of Yosef HaTzadik? So we have to say that this Yeshua Pratis is Shaykh to the essence of this holy day and of this holy time. And also we find that the shofar is a similar shiluach avodim, like by Yovel. But we don't find that it's a simen for yitzia mibeis hasurim, that one goes out of jail. So it seemed then, apparently, that in the shofar there's no specific expression of the nature of the salvation of Yosef on this day. So we want to understand the shaychus between the Kiyah shofar and Yosef being freed from jail. Eidus bi Yosef samo b'tzeisa ol eretz m'sayin sasla idati yashma, says the Medrash, b'shash amar lo par li Yosef, u'v'ladech lo yirmi mishas yada, without you, nobody's going to raise their hand. Amrit stagnine paro evit shalakho rabu b'esrim kesef, tamshileu aleinu, a servant, the paro's sorcerer said to him, a servant who was bought for 20 silver coins, should he rule over us? Amar lahen, he said to them, ginune malchus ani roe bo, I see in him ginune malchus, I see in him kingly behaviors. Amar lahem kenya yodeh b'shifrim lashon, so they said, if that's the case, let him know 70 languages. The kings know all the languages, you have to speak with the other kings. They didn't have back then, like the United Nations, everybody's interpreting for everybody else. Now they did have interpreters, but it's better if the king knows the 70 languages. So comes Gavriel and he teaches him 70 languages, as it says, Eidus bi Yosef samo b'tzei sol eretz v'sfaim svas lo yadati yashma. Now when Yosef went out in Egypt, he learned the language that he didn't know. He learned 70 languages. So it seemed that the s'chi of Yosef in the svas lo yadati yashma is mikoach that shoresh from which the Yeshua from the Beis HaYisurim came. As we're going to explain, how Yosef's learning of the languages comes from the same place as the coming out of jail. V'yachlamu chalom, they dreamt this dream, the mashke, and the ofe, the sar mashkem, and the sar ofim. V'yavo aleihem Yosef baboker, and Yosef comes to them in the morning, v'yaro sam v'inam zoafim. He sees them and they don't look good, they're not happy. V'yishal esarisei para sherito b'mishmar beis adon of madua p'nechem raim ayom. And he asks them, those servants of Paro who were with him in the jail, why is your face evil today? Why you look so unhappy? And because of that, they told him their dreams. And because of that, after 2 years, they took Yosef out of the pit. And he solved the dreams of Paro. And from this it was known that anim se'isha sheruach alokim bo, ein avan b'chacham kamocha. He was so special, he was so knowledgeable, he had the spirit of God in him. And therefore, biladech lo yomri mishas yalda b'tzraga l'chol eretz Mitzrayim, without you, nobody can raise their hand or feet in all of Egypt. So it all started when he saw that they were unhappy. Madua p'nechem roim ayom v'yaro sam v'inam zoafim. He saw that they were upset. L'chora Yosef himself was in jail. He should only be focusing apparently on his own tzaras. Mitiv shalol, when a person's in a tzara, he thinks only about himself and he doesn't care about other people so much. He doesn't notice. And also here we're talking about Sarise Paro, they're shaykh to the Shilton through which he was thrown into jail. The Shilton that's shaykh to the house of his master. So this Nar Ivri, it makes sense that he would distance himself from these Sarise Paro. He doesn't want to have anything to do with them. They're part of the enemy. And not only that, there was a big gap between Yosef Atzadik, who was in Eved Hashem and Urav, and Sarise Paro Melch Mitzrayim Eretz Aretz. So based on the way we would understand it, Mikorach HaNesibot, from these circumstances that Yosef was in, so he's in one pit and he's standing panim el panim, he shouldn't see them at all, he shouldn't notice, he shouldn't care. And not only that, but when you see a guy in jail and he's not happy, it's pashut, he's not happy. So if Yosef noticed that they weren't happy, it means that they were less happy today than they were yesterday. So he was noticing them constantly. So we see that Yosef expressed this care, Madua Penechem Raim Ayom, and that's what the opening of his Yeshua was, his salvation. And through this, he was Machria himself in the world, Lekaf Schus, Lahachios Amrav, Lepleite Gedol, as it says in the Pasuk, that he saved the world. Yosef saw and felt beyond the spoken word, V'hinam Zoafim, they looked unhappy. he was conscious and sensitive to his to the other person. Svas lo yadati eshma, I heard even without hearing the language, even without words I noticed. Somebody who's sensitive, somebody who listens to what's beyond the words, is zoche to shivim lashon. He mamish can break through all barriers of language, and he can learn 70 languages, because he broke through the barrier of language by hearing their pain, even without them saying anything. So he can also be zoche to break the barrier of language and learn 70 languages. Not just know what the average person knows, 1, 2, 3, 4 languages. There's a well-known mashal of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Lenyan Tkiya Shofar, a mashal a melech who had a ben yachid who he loved very much. And the king would be so happy to see him, and he raised him as a wonderful child. And the day came, and he said, here in the king's palace, my son lacks nothing. Whatever he wants is given to him immediately. Everything he has comes from me, the king. But that's not the complete good. The true good is that the child should develop himself and he should be able to stand on his own 2 feet. And the king thought to himself, and it was good in his eyes, in the king's eyes, to give his son some clothing and a little bit of food and to send him away throughout the countries where they won't notice him, they won't know that he's the prince. And not like today where they have pictures of everybody, they won't know he's the prince. And he's going to have to manage on his own, and he's going to turn into a real man. So he decided, and he did, and he sent his son away to various countries. And he told his son that every month he should send him a letter telling him what's going on, good and bad, in order that the king should also be able to know what's going on and guide him from afar. And the son, that all of his days was surrounded by servants, did his will, and he was always in his father's presence. His father was mashpia, so much good on him. Now he's alone on his way. He doesn't know what to do. It's a completely new situation. He runs out of money. He runs out of food. He's very unhappy, doesn't know where to go. In the meantime, he finds a bunch of empty people, thieves, robbers, bandits, gangs, and he connects to them in order to get something to eat, and he becomes like one of them. Little by little, he loses his good midas. He stops writing letters to his father because he's so embarrassed and he's given over to despair. And then, over time, he completely forgets that he's the son of the king. And the day comes, and the son comes in one of the countries, and he hears all this joy. And he says, what's everyone so happy about? And they said, don't you know today is the beginning of the first days of the anniversary of our king's kingship? And every year on this day, we celebrate the beginning of his kingship. And he had a lot of tsar that he was so far away from his father, the king. And then he realized how low he had gotten, and he had tremendous pangs of yearning for his father. And he said, I have to go back home. And he went from city to city, and from country to country, from place to place, until he found his way to the outside gates. But the guards there didn't recognize him because he looked completely different over the years, and he was wearing rags and didn't even know the language of the king's specific country, so they didn't even understand what he wanted, and they started screaming at him and try to expel him. And then he got completely afraid, and he had tremendous tsar, and me'omek pnimius nafsho, from the depths of his soul he cried out, tzaka gadola v'mara. And his voice was heard in the palace of the king, and the king recognized his son's voice. And immediately he brought him in, Vayechabkehu Vayneshkehu, we hugged him and he kissed him. And so too, in the name Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, puts our neshama down in this world, in the Olam Hazeh, and the Klipas, our holy souls. In order to give us a good afterlife, it's only for our own good, we should be able to have free choice. And not only don't we develop a lot of times in advance, but we even forget where the king's son, we ended up going because of the circumstances into the worst places. We don't even remember we're Hashem's children. We don't even remember Hashem's language. And then the day of Hachtara comes, the day of crowning the king, the time of Imru lefanai malchios kishdeisha tamli chuni aleichem. Say before me, malchios, in order that you should make me melech over you. And then we have this ratzon to return to the king. We don't have the words. We can't organize our thoughts and define our will. And then we, from within us, we emit this cry, b'kol shofar b'tzaka gedol umara. That's really what the Gemara says the shofar is. It's a cry. So we emit this cry to show that, hey, we're your children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled with mercy on us. And he gives us a good din. That's the mashal, that's the miyuchas to the Baal Shem Tev. So with what schus are we zocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekayim shmak oleinu chus v'rachim oleinu? Even before we're shayach to kabel v'rachim v'ratzen es tefilaseinu, we're not even able to daven. Eidus b'hosef samo b'tzei sol eretz asayin sas lo yidati yeshma. The shofar that speaks this sfas lo yadati is an eidus, is a testimony to the Yitzhi of Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim and his zichia to sfas lo yadati eshma. And all the Jewish people are called al shem Yosef, as much as we try to go in the way of Yosef and to listen to the what other people are saying even without them saying it, and to be no seba olim chavero. Then there's Shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu listening to their tefillahs. That's how we're zocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillahs. That's how we're zocha to Shema Kolenu Chus V'Rachim Aleinu. Because of this shofar, which is a Sfas Lo Yadati, it's not a regular language. It's just a cry from within. That's an Eidus of Yosef who went out of Mitzrayim, and he was zocha to Sfas Lo Yadati Eshma. That reminds us of Yosef also crying. That reminds us also of Yosef noticing the facial expressions of other people, breaking through the barrier of language and learning the 70 languages. And so too, we break through the barriers of language. And even though we're not saying it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to our cries. So that's the connection between our shofar and Yosef. Listening to nonverbal communication. They say, psychologists, that something like 7% of communication is verbal. There's so much more, not in the actual words we use, but in the facial expressions, and in the intonation, and in the body language, etc., etc. So your person has to notice. Feel the other person's pain. Tanzin Shava Seinu, listen to our Shava, listen to our Shava Stamit, our crying out. V'sakshiv mimeno ma'amar, and also listen to what we say. He's going to listen to the Maimer, and he's also going to listen to the Shava, to both, even what we don't say, even to our cries. Yemei Adin isn't shayach only to now, it reaches the root, like the Ran says in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, are shayach to Din, and to the Avodah of Tikkun and Slicha of the Chet Adam HaRishon, and the Chet HaEgel. And there in the Ran he says, these are the sins that are at the root of our Avodah that we have to be metakein. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis that every generation gets part of the Cheda Egel and obviously also Cheda Adam HaRishon. So if every generation is punished for those Chataim, that means that in every all of our sins also have Shaychas to that those Chataim. And the Cheda Egel, the Zoam of Eitz Hadas was restored. So there two are interconnected. So we have to fix the Chet HaEgel and the Chet Eitz Hadas. And these two averes are ben adam l'makom, but there's another fundamental sin that's for all generations, that's ben adam l'chaver, and that's the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. As Rabbi Oven says, B'chol dor v'dor adayin chet mechiras Yosef kayim ed v'shocher tov. That it's in all generations. And according to this, the Meshech Chachma explains the Parshas Acharei Mos Tenesuch of the Chassim of Birchas Kedushas Yom of Rosh Hashanah. Ki atasochon nisol mechol nashiv te'ishurun b'chol dor v'dor. Sochem li Yisrael is cheda ego, which is the cheda of Yisrael. Mochon l'shifte Yeshurim, you forgive the tribes of Yeshurim, that's chet mechiras Yosef, that was done by the Shvatim. And since the slichat mechila of Yom Kippur comes from tshuva, v'seres yimei tshuva, so it's understood that the avodah of tshuva and chet mechiras Yosef starts on Rosh Hashanah, because it ends on Yom Kippur, but it starts on Rosh Hashanah. And this is also shaykh to the shofar as an edus bihosaf. How does that work? How's chet mechiras Yosef shaykh to the shofar? Vayomru ish el achi b'aval ha'shemim anachnu alachinu asherinu b'tzoras nafshenu b'zcharanu aleinu v'lo shamanu alkein ba'aleinu atzara azos. Besides Yosef, they said, the man said to his brother, we're guilty for our brother that we saw his tzara when he cried out to us and we didn't hear, and therefore the tzara came to us. In contrast to Yosef, who listened to this fast lo yadati, Yosef, who said, Madua Panechem Roim Ayom, they didn't hear the explicit diburim, they didn't hear the tachanunim. And the avodah satikun is to be davek b'midas osher Yosef, to elevate our level of sensitivity, to distinguish facial expressions, to be no seib olim chavereinu. That's the difference. Their aveira was that they didn't hear Yosef. Reinu b'tzaras nafshenu b'zchanu elenu v'lo shamanu. They didn't even hear his explicit words. They didn't even hear his tachanunim. And therefore, the tikkun is to hear. The tikkun is the shofar. Is to be sensitive to the sound. The tikkun is what Yosef did. The madua penechem roim ayom, in contrast to his brothers. Vayanas v'yetze achutza. He ran away when Eshes Potiphar was trying to rape him. That Yosef atzadik, who knows to prevent himself from any chibur that's not proper, like with this Egyptian woman, he knows how to separate himself. He knows how to be omid b'tzitko beres mitzvayim and not to be mushba. He doesn't go into himself and sit in his private ruchniyastika madregas. He's sensitive to others, even though he knows how to separate, but he also knows how to be sensitive to others, and he cares. Madua penechem roim hayom? Why is your face evil today? Why don't you look good? This Yosef, who knew how to separate himself from what he wasn't supposed to connect to, also knew how to be sensitive to the pain of others. Mi ben siach shoshan chochim, avas dodim. When there's love, that's they say when they bring them down to the chuppah and they play that nice music. We know that the siach is sometimes kishoshana ben achochim. Sometimes the conversation is like this rose amongst thorns. Sometimes when there's love, there's very sharp words, but inside of them there's the Shoshana. And the one who loves is Ben, Mi Ban Mizlashon Havana, who understands the speech from within from the rose within the thorns. Who can see what the person really means? Havana's Davar Mitoch Davar. And when a person's married, a lot of times, all the time, one spouse is saying something and the other spouse hears, doesn't hear what the spouse is really saying. There's so much pain involved and it's not expressed. So that's what somebody who loves does. Shoshan Chochim, they're able to be maiv in the siach, but Shoshan Chochim, the rose, what's really in there? There's this desire to be loved and to be cared for and to be understood. And they're able to overlook the thorns. In the shofar, we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also shaykh to the Eidus Behosef Samo B'tzeisos Sfas Lo Yedati Yeshmah. Because it says, Vahi B'shurin Melech B'Sasef Rosh Hayom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. B'Sasef says, Rashi, B'Sasfam Yachad Baguda Achatz V'Shalom B'Neim U'Malkam. To the extent that we're Mishtadil B'Hamlochas Hemlachtas Chavercha B'Nachas Ruach, we're shaykh to Hemlachtas Koncha. If we're able to gather together and be in peace, and make each other king over each other, like it says in the Reishis Chachma, that Hashem's going to ask you two questions at the end of days. One is, were you mamlich your friend? And the other was, were you mamlich Hashem? So if we're zochet to be mamlich our friend, We're also going to be zochet to be mamlech Hashem. That's what it means. Vehi b'shur melech. We're mamlech Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be misaseif for Hashem. Yashik yachshuv to Israel. We have to be mamlech each other. Be misaseif together. So to the extent that we know this v'svas lo yadati yeshma, we're able to know what the other person is feeling. We'll be zochet that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will also listen to our tkiyas. So we should be zochet mit Hashem to step out of our own little world that we find ourselves in sometimes, and be aware and conscious of the feelings of others, even though they're not verbally expressed. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.